Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Oh, I didn't turn my mic on. And on the line we have Suri. How you going, Suri?
Morena, Zoe. I'm well. How are you going?
Good, good. What have you brought us today?
Today I'll be reviewing The Dawn of Everything by David Graeber and David Wengrow. And it sounds, like we were saying earlier, a little bit like another one of those sweeping human history books like Sapiens.
Yeah.
But I think Dawn of Everything is almost written in response to those books, like Sapiens and Humankind. I was saying before, I thought it was way better.
Okay.
But it kind of, I think... The premise of the book is the idea that, like, a lot of how we understand the history of human progress is based on, like, these two mythologies built by, like, or competing ideologies from Rousseau and Hobbes. One, the Hobbesian thought that human nature is, like, inherently competitive and violent, and then Rousseau's sort of train of thought, which is more that human nature is like egalitarian and cooperative. And I think this book kind of looks at the fact that maybe like the social experiments that lead to like civilization around the globe are a little bit more mixed than either of those ideas account
okay.
for.
So it's not just, oh my God, it reminds me of this uni class I did where we had to write this essay on Hobbes, and it was one of the most boring things I'd ever done in my whole life. So a little more nuanced than that.
Yeah, a little more nuanced. I mean, the writing's not like especially exciting. It took me like a month to get through it, but it was so, I think it was like really interesting, and I think it's definitely a book to sort of like chew on and mull over. There's so many I think it would even be a really good companion to books like Imagining Decolonization or Linda Tuiwai Smith's book Decolonizing Methodologies. It looks a lot of, I think, a lot of the examples that it uses to try and understand like a different kind of human history are like from indigenous nations. So the, like, one of the examples that he uses is of native societies in the Great Lakes, which is now Canada. And he says they basically look at like the fact that in those sort of like nation states, which is like quite a loose term, I think, there were ideas of like of freedom and equality that were built into their societies, which were in like direct opposition to like the European and particularly French settlers who had developed societies around the idea of private property. And there's a really fascinating look at a public scholar, Kandia Rook, who was from the Huron-Wendat tribe, and his first encounters with the French are very interestingly catalogued in this book. He basically had like stumped the French in this public debate where they felt that these sort of noble savages didn't have the intellectual capacity to engage with their ideas. And here comes someone who's asking publicly in these like very sort of complex modernized societies where they're like rights for women are, how they allow homelessness and inequality in their societies at home but preach progress. It's just interesting that a lot of those same debates were recognized so long ago. I think sometimes I think human history stuff, like, obviously I think there's probably not enough information for everyone to be like 100% sure. On,
this is like, definitely what happened.
Yeah. But I think it is interesting to think about, like, how the mythologies we build about how our histories and, like, how society progresses still has such an impact on how we, like, move forward with, like, policy building in the future.
Totally. Now, Sapiens was one of those books where it felt like, you know, a couple of years ago, every single person just suddenly had it on their shelf and was trying to get everyone to read it. Do you see this book, The Dawn of Everything, A New History of Humanity, becoming something like that?
Definitely. I think it will be. I think, I think it's already, like, quite popular, but I think it also is, like, the first that I have seen anyway, in that vein of book that's really asked the question of, could our, like, assumptions be wrong?
And they probably are.
They probably are.
Thank you so much, Suri. If people want to come and get this, is it in timeout at the moment?
Yeah, and it's at timeout and all other good independents. It is a pricey retome. It is $75, but I got a month's worth of reading out of it.
Cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I might have to come pick one up. It was my New Year's resolution to read more nonfiction, which I pretty much only read murder mysteries, and I just bought a book that is about Agatha Christie. So baby steps into getting into some unknown territory for me. So this might be the one.
This might be the one. Just don't read the Hobbes chapters, Ellie.
Thanks, Suri. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Been talking.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.